Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
The views and opinions of Layla Rahimi, Marshall Harris, and Mark Grody should not be taken too seriously, especially when they give advice. Do not take Marshall's analogies literally, especially when it comes to Russell Dorsey. The sports thoughts of Rahimi, Harris, and Grody may change at any time. It's just sports.
Okay, thanks, bye.
Rahimi, Harris, and Grody.
10-2 on 670 The...
Steelers head coach Mike Tomlin told reporters that Aaron Rodgers has a fracture in his wrist that will not require surgery. His status for Sunday's game against Chicago is uncertain. I still think he's playing.
I still want him to play.
I am vehemently opposed to him playing.
Do you want him to break your heart, Grody?
No, I want to break him in two.
I must break you.
Would it not be best to not only go to 8-3, but do it against the guy who believes he owns you?
Bring me Aaron Rodgers.
Bring his head.
The sports monkey's paw.
It is a monkey's paw. Dating back to Alalib and Abdallah, it has the power to grant wishes. Behind every wish lurks grave misfortune.
These are your options. You can't remix them.
Okay.
Number one, you beat the Steelers with Mason Rudolph. But number two, you lose to the Steelers, but you intercept Aaron Rodgers two times and you sack him another four.
This goes beyond meatball.
That would feel logical.
No, it doesn't.
Take the Wait, eight
I'm
and
not
three.
Coaching the team.
If the Bears ended Aaron Rodgers' career and destroyed him, we'd talk about that forever.
Forever.
Like, when you hear the name Corey Wooten, what do you think about?
Brett Favre.
Pain. Exactly. Like, I want to destroy Aaron Rodgers. I hate him.
I love Chicago, though. Way more than they love me. Been a great relationship. All one way.
Go Bears.
Layla Rahimi. Marshall Harris. Mark Grody. Middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. The Score.
Yeah, it is. Rahimi, Harris, and Grody. Only problem is no Rahimi, no Grody, but it's not a problem. We have Clay Harbor sitting in, the host of the Big Pro Football Show on CHSN, also a former NFL tight end. We're going to get into tight end talk with Clay Harbor coming up at 11:25, but we got to pick this up where I think a lot of people are monitoring the situation from a medical standpoint in Pittsburgh, and that is, will Aaron Rodgers play dealing with a fracture in his left wrist, that's his non-throwing hand, and the idea that he could be ready to go coming up this Sunday at Soldier Field, where, of course, he famously says that he owns Soldier Field, Chicago, the Chicago Bears. He owns all of it because he's been outstanding against the Bears in his career, although the majority of that comes in a different uniform and trying to add another chapter to that as a member of the Pittsburgh Steelers, a Steelers team, by the way, that's in first place in their division, the AFC North. And Clay, I'm looking at this, and I know you have specific thoughts about Aaron Rodgers and whether or not you even want to see him on the field if your objective is to get a win by any means necessary. I'm on the stance and of the belief that if Aaron Rodgers doesn't play, that's great for the Bears. Go out there, get the work done. I feel like there's a segment of this fan base, though, that feels like, oh, man, I'll be so disappointed if Aaron Rodgers does not play and we can't find a way to finally I don't want to say exercise demons, but it feels like that to a lot of fans.
Okay, I'm just going to ask you a couple questions here and just give me your honest opinion right now.
I always do.
Who is a better quarterback right now, Aaron Rodgers or Mason Rudolph?
Aaron Rodgers.
Would you be happier to win a game against Mason Rudolph than you would be to lose a game against Aaron Rodgers?
Of course, you would be happier to win a game against Mason Rudolph than you would to lose a game to Aaron Rodgers. Yes.
Okay, so better quarterback, Aaron Rodgers, you have a better opportunity to win the game if he doesn't play, correct?
Yes.
So as an athlete, I get the fact that you want to play against the best, you want to beat the best. But here's my thoughts, because I've been in situations like this. Say I'm with the Jaguars back, it's 2015, time travel with me, Marshall, and J.J. Watt is a guy that I have to block. He's an edge rusher. He moves around a lot, but he's an edge rusher, tight ends. We have to make our whole game plan around J.J. Watt because he's so good. He's a game wrecker. I'm not saying Aaron Rodgers still today is a J.J. Watt caliber player, but say J.J. Watt's questionable, and you ask me, Clay, do you want to play against J.J. Watt this weekend? Do I want to? No, if we play against J.J., I know we're double-teaming him. Our rule was you had to have four hands on J.J. Watt at all times. I know we're chipping him. My whole game plan, am I running down the field? No, I'm chipping J.J. Watt. I'm cutting him. I'm coming back on the sift blocks, and I'm cutting out his legs. If he doesn't play, guess what? I get to run a couple routes. We get to run and open up our offense more. We can run certain plays. If he plays, am I scared? No, I'm going to come out there and I'm going to compete, but it gives us a better chance to run our offense to be more successful if J.J. Watt was not on the field. So I would prefer if he doesn't play. If he plays, do I flinch? Do I blink? Am I scared? No, you just deal with it. That's the NFL. But if you have any way of increasing your probability, your chance to win, especially if you're in a playoff hunt, You're 7-3 on top of the division. If this gives you a 2% chance, better chance to win, Aaron Rodgers without Aaron Rodgers playing with Mason Rudolph, that's what you want. So I'm a little confused. Yes, I know there's a long history here with Aaron Rodgers, 25-5 versus the Bears, won 12 of the last 13. I own you, Chicago. He has the deed to Soldier Field. Chicago wants that deed back. But you know what I think Chicago wants even more? A playoff berth. So that's my thoughts, that the probability increases if he doesn't play.
I almost want to simplify the question, and you can call us, text us. We're taking calls all hour long on this because I know a lot of you have very strong, dare I say, feelings towards this particular question. 312-644-6767. Would you rather beat Aaron Rodgers or would you rather make the playoffs? Like, that's kind of what it comes down to is the way you're making it seem. Now, I know it's not quite that binary, but I know this. If Aaron Rodgers is not on the field, you have a much better chance of winning. And here's the thing. How much will you be celebrating a victory over a hobbled, old, decrepit, one-armed Aaron Rodgers? Would that take some of the luster off of a win against Aaron Rodgers, or just, I guess, hurting Aaron? Because some people don't even want necessarily the win. They just want to see Aaron Rodgers' career end at Soldier Field, the perfect place.
And also, I think there's an outside group of people that think that Mason Rudolph gives them as good of a chance to win as Aaron Rodgers because Aaron Rodgers isn't himself. And I'll tell you, did you watch Mason Rudolph with the Titans when he last played and he went 1-4 and his rating was below 80? And I know he's with the Titans and they struggle with quarterbacks, but he did not look good. Last time he's with the Steelers, 3-0, he helped them to a playoff berth. They lost to the Bills in the first round of the playoffs back in 2023. Solid quarterback, but Aaron Rodgers is still dealing. This guy's completing almost 67% of his passes, almost 2,000 yards, 19 touchdowns, 7 interceptions. Yes, he's getting the ball out quick. He has a specific style of offense that he runs, a lot of screens, a run-first offense, quick throws. He's not going to take the chance of getting hit, but Aaron Rodgers is still playing at a higher level than Mason Rudolph. That is a fact. You watch the film of the last time you saw Mason Rudolph to Aaron Rodgers now. That is also something you have to make sure you realize is a fact.
I've taken a lot of heat on this program because I said earlier before the season started that I thought the ceiling of the Pittsburgh Steelers with Aaron Rodgers, as old as he may be, at quarterback was they could get to the Super Bowl. That's a ceiling. Not what they're going to do, but what they could do, because Mike Tomlin doesn't lose. Aaron Rodgers is better than anything Mike Tomlin has had since Ben Roethlisberger. Knowing those two things and understanding that, I think it's a golden opportunity, and a lot of fans right now, and I guess I am included in this part of it, Clay, I would like to see the best version of the Steelers at Soldier Field, because I think it could be a big building block to get a win against Rodgers, or just really the Steelers and Mike Tomlin. A big challenge for the head coach, Ben Johnson, going head-to-head with Mike Tomlin, an established Super Bowl-winning, multiple Super Bowl-appearing coach. A guy who everyone knows what he's about 19 seasons into the league versus a first-year head coach. I thought this could be a bigger, you know, feather in the cap of Ben Johnson than anyone else if they can get this win. At the same time, I realize if Mason Rudolph is out there, you got a better chance to win the game.
And that's what it's about, winning the game. I can guarantee you, when you come in the locker room after the game with a W, it's hard to win NFL football games. I don't care if it is Mason Rudolph at quarterback and not Aaron Rodgers. These games are difficult. When you come in that locker room, you are going to have a similar level of growth. You're getting the reps on the field. You have to guard the players. Yet maybe the quarterback isn't as efficient as Aaron Rodgers would be, but you still have to go out there and make plays, and you're improving either way. And what the Bears are doing right now is they are playing some below par teams, and they're growing and getting better as they play them. And that's what you want. They win the games while they improve. They can improve against Mason Rudolph. It's not like you go against Mason Rudolph, you can't improve. The Bears lost to Tyler Huntley the other week.
Snoop
Huntley. So you can get better while you're winning, even if you're not going against Aaron Rodgers this week.
All right, so we want to see if the Bears can continue to improve. They're 7-3. They are, and it's been a long time since we've said that, all alone in first place in the NFC North. This segment, by the way, brought to you by AlmostFreeTeeth.com. Save on dental implants today. Marshall Harris hanging out with Clay Harbor, talking about this weekend's big matchup and the possibility Aaron Rodgers will or will not play as a Pittsburgh Steelers quarterback. I told you we're taking your calls, 312-644-6767. Let's go to the phone lines. I see the bank is building, and it's building quickly. Should we start with, let's go with Brian and Homer Glenn. You are on with Raheemi Harris and Grody on 670 The Score.
Hey, guys, thanks for taking my call. I love hearing you. I got to say, I turned the clock back a few weeks, and I heard the same argument and discussion against Baltimore and Lamar Jackson. We didn't want Lamar Jackson to play. We want to play against the backup. What happened? Still didn't win. If you're a competitive athlete and you look at the teams in the last 5, 6, 7 years in the NFL, Cleveland, Buffalo, the Rams, Detroit, Philadelphia, they all played the best of the best, and it made them even better, as opposed to hoping you were going to get a backup in there to make it a little bit easier for you to get the win. I think it's the worst way to look at sports today, and if I'm an athlete, a pro athlete, I want to play against the very best, because once you get into the playoffs, you're going to be playing against the very best. And if you're not prepared for it, because you're always sitting back thinking about that second string quarterback, it's never going to be successful. So I appreciate you taking my call. Just wanted to throw my opinion out there.
No, Brian, I appreciate that aspect. I don't think anybody's arguing with the fact that they need to play the best. My argument against, not even against that, but all I'm saying about this week and this opportunity that you may have, let's go through the quarterbacks that the Bears have faced this season. They started with J.J. McCarthy. They lost to him in the fourth quarter. They went up against Jared Goff. You saw how that went down in the Lions. Dak Prescott, they put him in a bit of a blender, but that's because they were opportunistic, and Caleb Williams had the best game he's had of his career, in my opinion. Geno Smith, they made him look bad, but since then I've seen that everyone has made the Raiders look bad. Then they reset at the bye. Out of the bye, it was Jaden Daniels, and that's perhaps the best, or at least the most recent example of them doing well against an actual good quarterback. Because after that, it was Spencer Rattler and the Saints. After that, the aforementioned Tyler Huntley, Joe Flacco turning back the hands of time. Jackson Dart almost beat the Bears. The only reason he didn't is because he got hurt. But that, you could say that's part of his game. You know, with risk comes reward. With reward comes risk. Russell Wilson finished out that game. Did not finish well. J.J. McCarthy last week, and now here we are. It could be Aaron Rodgers. It could be Mason Plumlee. And Clay, you made the point. You said you're not scared to go up against the best of the best, but if you don't have to, knowing what's after this game, with two against the Packers, one more game against the Lions. Also, Niners on the road. Oh, yeah. Who do they have on Black Friday again?
Eagles.
Yeah, the reigning Super Bowl champs. There will be plenty of opportunities for that. I think my overall point when I make this discussion about, hey, take the road that's easier right this second, we know that Ben Johnson and his offense are not there yet. We know he's expecting to be playing his best in the month of December. If you can slow roll it until you have to face the best of the best, why don't you just do that?
It's not a fear thing, right? Like I said, I'll go back to Philly. You know, and I'm playing with the Philadelphia Eagles. We got DeMarcus Ware and the Dallas Cowboys coming in. DeMarcus Ware's a little hobbled. We don't know if he's going to play. If the Cowboys say DeMarcus Ware's out, am I sad? Am I upset? No, man, I want to play. I'm completely fine with it. It changes my game plan. I'm going to play just as hard. Am I scared if he's playing? No, I welcome that competition. That's what we sign up for. But you know what gives us a better chance to win? If one of their best players are not on the field. It's not that I'm going out there and hoping and praying that DeMarcus Ware isn't playing. The fact is, if he doesn't play, I know we're going to be able to do a lot more things. I'm going to play just as hard. I'm going to play just as confident, but they don't have one of their key cogs. It gives us a better probability to win the football game. And when you set out before every Sunday, what do you want to do? You want to go 1-0 that Sunday and win that football game. I'm not saying if Aaron Rodgers is playing, you can't do it. I'm saying if he's not playing, you have a higher probability to do more things that will win the football game for you. Dennis Allen can probably confuse Mason Rudolph on some of these blitz schemes he does. When he's double mugging the A gap, Aaron Rodgers is going to say, "You're not blitzing, back up, son." He's done it before. I've heard it. Okay. If Mason Rudolph's in there, he don't know. He don't know who's blitzing. He don't know who's not. When they're disguising that zone coverage and they're popping a man, Aaron Rodgers can sense it. Mason Rudolph can't. You can do more things against Mason Rudolph to confuse him, to get him twisted up in his route combinations, to get him twisted up in his progressions, where he needs to go, than you can with a guy like Aaron Rodgers, who has played this game for 21 years.
Mason Rudolph, the game manager. Aaron Rodgers, potential game breaker. I've seen him do it because he's a multiple-time MVP, even if he does have just one arm. Again, 312-644-6767. Taking a look at the text line. 815. No one will remember a stupid win against Mason Rudolph. We want to play against and beat Rodgers. Also, 630. To quote Ric Flair, if you want to be the man, you've got to beat the man. I'm saying, woo! The Aaron Rodgers is not the man. The Eagles, next week, they are the man in this scenario. Let's go back to the phone lines. Tom in Plainfield, you are on with Marshall Harris, Clay Harbor here on 670 The Score. It's Raheemy Harris and Grody. What's up, Tom?
Hey, my view is just to hear me out on this. The Bears' weakness so far this year in the defense is they are last in the league in plays over 20 yards that they give up. Aaron Rodgers is not holding the ball for downfield plays. I'm just bringing up a point that, yes, Aaron Rodgers is very good. He's got 21 years, but he's not holding the ball, and they are not going downfield often. And that's the Bears' number one weakness. So this backup guy could come in and exploit the Bears' biggest weakness.
Interesting, Tom. I appreciate the phone call. I want to tell you this. Aaron Rodgers gets sacked 6% of the time on average. 2.5 seconds to get rid of the ball, Clay.
Yeah.
He's a guy who's not hanging around to see what happens. But I will say this. There's a reason they've got some quality wins over some quality opponents. If you look up and down their schedule, this idea that Aaron Rodgers isn't scary, I don't know. I guess, am I scared of him? No, but I just know what he's capable of. And Mason Rudolph, and a lot of the texters bringing up the same point. They've lost to a backup already this season when you talk about Tyler Huntley. Is this maybe a chance to at least prove that you can take advantage of a situation like they were unable to do when they went to Baltimore?
I think so. And I get what he's saying with Mason Rudolph. Mason Rudolph came in a week where he took zero snaps with the first team. He went 12-16, 127 yards and a touchdown in the Steelers' 34-12 victory over the Cincinnati Bengals. The Cincinnati Bengals, I remind you. And if you watch the film, the tape, I watched the film, a lot of those were quick screens. The touchdown, a screen to Kenny Gainwell. Another 20-yard explosive play, a screen to Kenny Gainwell. They're not going to trust Mason Rudolph to go down the field. I remember back in 2003, the Steelers needed to win their final three games to make the playoffs. And yeah, Rudolph delivered in those final three games, completing 75% of his passes, 760 yards, three touchdowns, no interceptions, to make the playoffs. They had to go 3-0 there. So he's a capable guy. He is a capable backup. But then you look at the most recent thing he did, and that's going 1-4 with the Tennessee Titans in five starts.
And to be fair, I don't think you can compare anything the Titans are doing to what the Steelers are doing. One is a very functional organization. The other is a very dysfunctional organization. Yeah. We're going to continue this conversation. We're going to take more of your phone calls. So keep hitting us up at 312-644-6767. This is Rahimi, Harris, and Grody. Layla and Mark both have the day off. Clay Harbor from the Big Pro Football Show on CHSN, former NFL tight end, joining me, Marshall Harris, here to guide you through the next 3 or 4 hours or so. Want to say behind the glass, big shout out to Ray Diaz, our executive producer, also producing and disagreeing with me every single day. It's Robbie Triano. Every day. We have some very philosophical differences, if you will. Also, you can log on and watch us on twitch.tv/Chicago670 The Score. Shout out to our video producers, Connor O'Donnell, Jacob Stutz, and Max Curtis. Also, breaking news on The Score is brought to you by Wildfire. Join Wildfire Restaurants as they celebrate 30 years of serving delicious food and creating memories. And I just want to say this one thing. When we come back, we're going to get into this question, which I asked you and you kind of pondered for a moment. Big opportunity here, but are the Steelers the biggest challenge for Bears defensive coordinator Dennis Allen this season? That is a question we will ponder. More of your phone calls on the way. You're listening to Rahimi, Harris, and Grody. It's Clay Harbor, Marshall Harris on 670.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Score. Layla Rahimi, Marshall Harris, Mark Grody, middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Opportunity to go back to Soldier Field where you got great fans.
They love you there,
personally,
by the way.
I've had a lot of success playing there over the years. I have a lot of love for the city. I can't say I have a lot of love for the team just because they were our rivals for so long, but but it's a great organization. It's one of those cornerstone organizations. You know, Bears been around forever. It was always Big Chicago against Little Green Bay, and there wasn't a lot of love lost between the two cities, so that's an exciting one.
Aaron Rodgers, did you hear the respect that he was paying right there to the old Chicago Bears? You know why? Because he loves playing there, because he usually wins. That's how that goes. This is Raheemy Harrison, Grody, Layla, Mark have the day off. Clay Harbor from CHSN's Big Pro Football Show, also a former NFL tight end, joins us in studio in their stead. I'm Marshall Harris, and we are talking about Aaron Rodgers and the fact that, well, he's got a fractured wrist, but maybe he will still play on Sunday. Mike Tomlin talked a little bit about it, saying that he might be good to go. But, Clay, people play hurt every day, but can you play injured? Is this an injury or is this playing hurt? What would you call this? Non-throwing wrist.
This is a tough one, but I really loved a segment on the Spiegel and Holmes show yesterday where you heard Kurt Warner talk about the injuries he's played with. I thought that was very intriguing and insightful, and something I maybe we'll listen to today at
some
point.
Oh, we're going
to
listen to it right now.
All right, let's do it.
Let's listen to Kurt Warner on Spiegel and Holmes yesterday talking about playing hurt.
Aaron Rodgers with a fractured wrist, no surgery. He may try to play. Have you ever played quarterback with a severely damaged left hand, left wrist? How possible is it for Aaron to play?
Yeah, I've played with broken bones in both hands and, you know, whatever. Played with a dislocated left elbow where I had to actually hand off, every handoff with my right hand. I think it's more than feasibly possible to have an injury on your left hand or arm and play quarterback in the NFL. There's some challenges that could come with it, because, like, do they cast it up? You know, can he hold the football to hand off in that direction? Does he have to do some different things there? But I think it's, it's one of those. As long as it's not going to get worse for Aaron Rodgers, I think there would be a huge chance that he plays with it being to his offhand.
Again, that's Kurt Warner with Spiegel and Holmes yesterday, and I found that very intriguing because he makes it sound like it's strictly a pain tolerance thing, because he's talking about playing with broken everything, basically.
Yeah, absolutely. And he's talking about, yes, the handoffs, taking the snaps are something that's going to be an issue. You got to take the snap with that broken wrist, because that's usually how the quarterbacks do it. Maybe you switch that up. Here's the other thing. When you're going to the left, usually you hand the ball off with your left hand. Kurt Warner was talking about he had to play the whole game handing the ball off with his right hand. So it's basically like a reverse handoff. How does that look in practice? Can you get a couple reps of moving to your right and handing the ball off with your right hand, which you typically don't do? It throws off somebody's handoff. So it makes things difficult and different. And is Aaron Rodgers at this level having to play like that worth the risk? Or should you go with a guy like Mason Rudolph, who has some history in this system? I mean, look at some of the numbers, Marshall. Yes, the Steelers are 12th in points per game, which is solid. You're in the top, 12 teams in the NFL in points per game, but they're 28th in total yards. They've gotten some turnovers. They got the second best turnover per game margin in the NFL. You know who the best is, right?
That would be the Chicago Bears,
by a wide margin. So they're turning the ball over too. That's helping them to score some points. It's not like Aaron Rodgers is just getting the ball down the field like that old Aaron Rodgers that we used to know with the discount double check. So it's going to come to Mike Tomlin. Does he think that this little bit of a stunted Aaron Rodgers is going to give him a better chance to win? Because Aaron Rodgers is going to want to play than Mason Rudolph.
It seems like it's going to be an interesting conversation between the head coach and the starting quarterback. 312-644-6767. We're taking your calls back to the phone lines in just a moment. But first, that question that we asked, is this Steelers team Bears defensive coordinator Dennis Allen's biggest challenge? I think it is. If you go up and down the schedule, outside of the Detroit Lions game, and we know this team is very different than what they were in week two when they got blown out by the Lions, I think this is a unique challenge for Dennis Allen because of what Aaron Rodgers brings in terms of experience. And let's be honest, the Steelers do have some weapons there. And especially, you talk about tight ends, they've got their own tight ends, they've got a nice running game. Dennis Allen's got to figure out a way, if Aaron Rodgers does play, to actually get to him, because he gets rid of the ball in 2.5 seconds per average.
Yeah, DK Metcalf is a guy that obviously we've seen what he's done over his career. He's playing at a high level, maybe not the best year he's ever had, but he's still getting things done. He's still got 551 yards. He's still got five touchdowns. He's still got a great pass rating when targeted. They got a tight end they've been getting the ball to a lot recently. I don't know if you saw the highlights.
I did see the highlight.
Darnell Washington.
Running over, through, stiff arm, whatever you want. He'll give it to you.
He looks like a college kid playing against middle schoolers. I mean, this guy, if you get him the ball, you got to tackle him. The Bears have not been great about tackling. I think Jaylen Warren, their running game isn't great. It's ranked 30th in the league right now. But what you've seen lately is Jaylen Warren is coming on. Kenny Gainwell had a big game last week, albeit that was against the Cincinnati Bengals, who are not good at stopping the run. We in Chicago know that very well. We remember beating them by a score of 50, a lot. But they do have some weapons. They have a decent offensive line. Broderick Jones is playing better. Isaac Ciromulo is playing better. Zach Frazier is just a dog. He's a mean, nasty guy. So they can get some movement.
So the question is, can Dennis Allen, with this personnel, get to the quarterback? We're waiting to see what happens today at practice. Who's available? Who's not? Who's questionable at the end of the week? Who's probable? Who's going to play? Can Dennis Allen, what we saw out there last week, get to Aaron Rodgers or even Mason Rudolph?
I don't think you can get to Aaron Rodgers. He gets the ball too quick, and your pass rush has been lacking. Montez Sweat has been picking it up a little bit, but his get-off isn't quick enough to get to a guy that's throwing the ball in less than 2.5 seconds. Austin Booker, he came out the gates fast. He was my camp crush, training camp. I'm watching him and saying, this guy has a plethora of pass moves. Last couple weeks, he hasn't really been getting any pass rush, obviously. Grady Jarrett had a solid game last week. He finally got some pressure. Jervon Dexter's a guy that can get some pressure from the inside. Big Bell's mostly there for run stuffing. But this D-line, if I wanted to point to one group and say, I need one group to improve for everybody to collectively step up, if you're going to, moving forward, be a team that makes the playoffs, makes this run, and maybe even wins a game in the playoffs, it's got to be that defensive line.
All right, so Montez Sweat, the call is out to you, Austin Booker, and the rest. Let's go back to those phone lines, as we promised, 312-644-6767. Let's check in out of town with Anthony in D.C. Anthony, you're on 670 The Score with Clay Harbor and Marshall Harris. Anthony? Looks like Anthony is not there, so let's keep going. Let's go to Michael on the south side. Michael, you're on with Clay Harbor and Marshall Harris on 670 The Score.
Hey, what's going on, guys? How you doing?
We're good. How are you?
Fantastic, but I'm going to say it like this. I do not want to play Aaron Rodgers 100%. Little my thunder got stolen right there with the defensive line not producing any type of pressure on the quarterbacks lately. So I'm going to say our defense has been good. I have seen really good defenses that the Bears have put out against Aaron Rodgers. Seems like the last 15 years he's been terrorizing us. And he's not going to sit back in the pocket and throw these deep bombs. He'll take a shot here and there, but where he has killed us for many years is against the blitz. When we try to bring an extra corner back now with this Dennis Ellis defense, he's going to be just checking it down, doing the little three-second pop-out passes, and those are what's going to kill us. So Aaron Rodgers may not be who he was, but accurate in those little 5-10-yard passes that he usually hits, that's what's going to hurt us. So I would rather pay the backup.
All right, Michael, we appreciate the call. Clay, here's my thing with Aaron Rodgers. I know he's older now, so it's been several years since he won the multiple MVPs, which he has, and obviously he's still not going to go to the Hall of Fame for a few more years, but I think he's closer to MVP level than retired level. And I'll say this, he's the kind of guy that if you just give him some plasticware, he'll still find a way to carve you up.
Here's the thing, Aaron Rodgers these days gets really uncomfortable when you can get pressure on him. How many times did the Bears sack J.J. McCarthy last week? None.
Yeah.
Zero. Obviously, he didn't have a great game because he's J.J. McCarthy. A bunch of drops, some errant throws. But if you give Aaron Rodgers all that time, that's when he's comfortable. That's when he turns back the clock a couple years and he's back to Aaron Rodgers with the discount double check in the IONU Chicago. I'm not confident in this defensive line group that you can get pressure without blitzing. And Aaron Rodgers, one of the things he's had success at this year, top 10 in the league, against the blitz. So you don't want to blitz him because he's seen all these things. He's seen all these blitzes. Dennis Allen can do a good job of confusing some young quarterbacks, confusing some young teams. He's not going to confuse Aaron Rodgers. 21 years this guy's been playing quarterback in the NFL level. When you were 21 years old, you were in your mother's basement. This guy's been playing 21 years of NFL football. You can't blitz him. He's too good at getting the ball out quick and seeing where the weak point is in the defense when you do blitz.
So that's Clay Harbor from CHSN's The Big Pro Football Show, the former NFL tight end. In with us is Layla and Mark have the day off. I'm Marshall Harris. We're taking your phone calls right now, 312-644-6767. Let's go back to the phone lines. Let's go to Brett in Peoria. Brett, you're on with 670 The Score, Raheemy, Harris, and Grody. What's up?
Morning, fellas. The way I see it is if the Bears were 3-7 and not 7-3, I'd care more about seeing Aaron Rodgers, but I don't care who plays. It's about winning now. It's not even about revenge or whatever. I don't care if they laced Mike Tomczak back up. I don't care. it's about winning now. Thanks, fellas.
I appreciate it, Brett. And really, Clay, I think a lot more people are starting to come around. They had that initial emotional reaction of, no, I want to see Aaron Rodgers out there. We're 7-3. We can beat him down. To the, you know what? An eighth win sounds good by any means necessary.
When you're at this point in the season, yes, okay, I know Chicago, we have a history with this man, Aaron Rodgers, but he's 25-5 against the Bears. He's 12 of his last 13 against the Bears. If he doesn't play, good. If he does play, fine. But once again, your probabilities to get the wins increase. When you're in a playoff run, a hunt, somehow you're in the playoffs right now, but they're still giving you all the analytics, are still giving you a coin flip chance to make the playoffs because your strength of schedule goes from the easiest in the entire NFL to the hardest in the NFL. You want to take a win any way you can get it.
Yeah, I think that's the bottom line. I guess it's the math nerd in me coming out and just running the numbers and seeing as an actuary would, you know what? It makes more sense to make it as easy as possible to get where you want to get. And I understand you want to beat quality teams. I would like to see the Bears beat the Steelers, but if the chances of you winning go up with Aaron Rodgers sideline, I'll roll with that because I know they still have the freaking Eagles next week in Philadelphia. There will be plenty of chances to prove just how good you are, and that gives you another week of development with this offense, maybe get some people healthy on this defense, and of course, Caleb over everything. Maybe Caleb can be where you want him to be. We are about to switch gears here. Before we do that, I want to remind you, keep listening for your chance to win two tickets to Spiegel and Holmes live broadcast from 2 to 6 p.m. December 4th on the Blue Cross Blue Shield of Illinois performance stage with special guest Matt Forte. Forte will also host a signing for his new book, Stay in the Game, Making the Most of Every Season. Here comes the switch of gears. The Cubs. Yesterday was the deadline for Shota Imanaga to accept the qualifying offer that would pay him $22 million, and he has accepted. So he'll be a Cub for another season, and the Cubs won't get that extra compensatory draft pick. Now they're stuck with that $22 million tag on Shota Imanaga and hoping that, you know, the guy that they could not depend on to pitch in their final game of the season is ready to be a part of next year's rotation. Are we sure the Cubs were expecting Shota to actually opt in on that qualifying offer? Well, we will discuss. It's Clay Harbor, Marshall Harris. It's Raheemy, Harris, and Grody on 670 The Score.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Layla Rahimi, Marshall Harris, Mark Grody, middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Hey, Chicago. What do you say? Cubs gonna win today.
We have come a long way since that famous introduction to one Shota Imanaga, my favorite Cub, because I enjoy his personality. And when he introduced himself in English at Cubs convention a couple of years ago, I think everybody was like, I'm down. I'm on board. Give me my Imanaga jersey. But now we've seen things go the other way. And we thought that perhaps we had seen the last of Shota Imanaga. Welcome back to Rahimi Harris and Grody alongside Clay Harbor. I'm Marshall Harris. Layla, Mark, they have the day off. Clay, of course, does his work on the Big Pro Football Show on CHSN, but you know what? He likes other sports too. He likes baseball. He has thoughts. So let's set this up for the people, Clay. Shota Imanaga and the Cubs, they had a contract, and in that contract, the Cubs could decline a three-year $57.75 million option this offseason. They chose to do that. What happened next was, because they did that, Imanaga had a $15.25 million player option for 1 year next season. And that would have enabled him to have another second player option for 2027. So in theory, he could have had $30.5 million guaranteed over the next 2 years. He declines that. The Cubs then say, we'll offer you the qualifying offer. That's $22 million. And if he declines the qualifying offer, the Cubs
second
then
draft pick.
They get a compensatory draft pick, a high draft pick.
Yeah,
mind
high
you.
Draft pick.
And the whole question becomes, did the Cubs expect him to decline that qualifying offer and go find work elsewhere? He didn't, and now they're on the hook to have him back on the team at $22 million next season. And if you're Shota Imanaga, I understand why he did it. $22 million guaranteed. You don't know what's going to happen in 2027 because of a work stoppage that is looming for that season. You can take this bag, leave, and if there's no baseball, go back to Japan and get another bag. That's what he can do. Meanwhile, the Cubs, they're now on the hook for someone who they couldn't even start in a win-or-go-home playoff game against the Milwaukee Brewers last year. So do we think the Cubs thought that Imanaga would decline? Is it that simple? That's what I tend to believe. I don't have any – no one's come out and spoken about this yet. And the way that Jed Hoyer, the president of baseball operations for the Cubs, kind of set things up is like, we like Shota. We just didn't like him at the three-year $57 million price.
They like Shota, but I feel like they liked the previous year of Shota. And is he still that guy? Remember, he missed most of May and June with that strained left hamstring, right? Mm-hmm. And then he struggled to kind of fully recapture what made him that Cy Young caliber player that comes in here. And he had a solid year. Like, he contributed to the success of that playoff roster, and he went 9-8 with a 3.7 ERA over 25 starts. But the Cubs did not demonstrate the level of trust in him that would make me think they felt comfortable paying him this type of money when he had a chance to start game five, and they didn't play him. They didn't pitch him.
And I was the main one saying, do not start this man. But to be fair, I had been saying, do not start this man since the beginning of the playoffs.
I remember I was there with you, and I was telling you, like, why don't we go with Shota? You're like, no.
No. And you see what happened, right? When they went with him in previous games?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was bad. He needed to be out of the rotation. Now, the question, first off, is do the Cubs expect him to sign the qualifying offer? The second question is, do they feel like they can rehab him? If the answer is they knew it was a calculated risk, do they think they can fix him? Let me remind the people.
He's 32 years old, Marshall.
I know how old he is.
The guy is 32. He's not getting any younger. Yes, I think he still has some good years under his belt. If they can rehab him, if they can get him back to the Imanaga, who had a 3.28 ERA with 291 strikeouts, 54 walks, and 54 starts, this guy gives up a ton of home runs. That's something that concerns me. He gives up a lot of long balls, and I don't know if giving that kind of money to Imanaga is a good thing there. It depends what you have in your budget, right? Did you just use up a lot of your budget on Imanaga, or you got some reserves? You got a little bit of reserves. Like, I know Marshall's got big pockets. His pockets are fat, so Marshall can do stuff like that. Will the Cubs have more money to spend because they still have more holes if they want to compete for a championship?
There you go again, projecting your former NFL salary on me. Only one of us played in the league, big fella. To your point, it's not about what he did last year so much as what he did in the first half of this past season compared to the second half of the season. You brought up the home runs. Every time that man went out,
20
pitched,
home runs in his final 12 outings.
Every time he went out.
20 home runs in his final 12 outings.
Over those 12 outings. Every time he went out, he was giving up at least one gopher ball. Every time. It was like clockwork, which is why I told you he can't be pitching. You can't afford it. You know why? Because your offense isn't good enough. And that brings me to this. If you're spending $22 million on Shota Imanaga, and you've told us that you want another starter who's a power arm that you know is going to cost you north of $30 million per year, it seems like you're very comfortable with where your offense is when no one else who follows this team is very comfortable with where their offense is. And that's the issue. If this $22 million is taking away money that can be invested into the team, injected into the offense, that's where the problem lies. That's why I say now it seems like the Cubs are between a rock and a hard place. You're either going to have to trade for more offense or trade for the pitcher that you want.
And you listened to Jed's press conference the other day talking about how happy he was with where the offense was. I got a couple of numbers here for you, Marshall.
You always
talk about this offense. This offense was good early in the season. Okay, April and May 1st. I mean, March and April 1st. May 3rd, best offense. Okay, June 15th, July 11th, September 11th, August 27th. They progressively got worse. This is a trend. PCA is not going to hit like that PCA from you saw from the beginning of the year.
How do you know that? He can't make adjustments? He can't improve?
You saw the trend near the end of the year.
He's a very young player. I disagree. He's a very young player.
Seiya was not the same player at the beginning of the season as he was at the end of the season.
You're right. He was much better at the end of the season. Seiya was on fire. It was Seiya Suzuki and Nico Horner carrying them through the back half, like the last week of the regular season into the playoffs. Michael Bush was the other guy. And those were like your three most dependable players as we went through the playoffs. And now, remember, Kyle Tucker ain't coming back.
Kyle Tucker's gone.
There's rumors.
Blue Jays.
Executives believe he's going to end up with the Blue Jays.
Yeah.
And that they're going to sign both him and Bo Bichette. And now a team that was in the World Series last year is only going to get stronger. And that leaves a gaping hole in your lineup. Because as much as you want to complain about his availability throughout the season, when he was in that lineup, the Cubs' offense was a whole lot better. A lot of people talking about on this the text line how they believe he will come back because it was a hamstring injury and they feel like he changed his stride when he came back. And he did make a little tweak to his delivery. And they think if his legs are healthy, maybe that 1 mile per hour comes back. And then we're talking about something different. But still, you still need a power pitcher and you still need more offense.
Kyle Schwarber back in Chicago, maybe?
One can only hope, and I mean that literally. One can only hope. That's the message that we have here. All right. the Bulls, they're back in action tonight. They wrap up their road trip against the Blazers. Pre-game coverage beginning at 8:45. Tip-off at 9 on the Score and the Fitzgerald Equipment Bulls Radio Network, powered by Heli Forklifts. We go back to football. Coming up next, it is from Pro Football Talk, the creator and editor-in-chief, Mike Florio. He joins us as, you know what? We should have some pretty good football conversation because Clay Harbor is in studio for the duration of the show. He's in for Layla and Mark, who have the day off. You're listening to Rahimi, Harris, and Grody on 670 The Score.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.